Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, well, Trump has won Indiana. Cruz is ending his presidential bid. Kasich is staying in. What now for the Republican Party as we head toward the convention?
Well, the upshot in the New York Times seems to be saying today that their analysis shows that Trump can't win. I would dispute that. I think Trump can very much win. However, Trump has a lot of bridges he's got to repair, not the least of which is women. I mean, overwhelmingly, women reject the Trump candidacy. And he is therefore going to have to deal with that, as well as try to make some repairs in the Republican establishment, although he has certainly shown here that it has worked for him that the establishment is against him. So the irony is, on the one hand, you know, he needs the boots on the ground helping him win the election. And on the other, he's in bad trouble because if he starts to make friends with them, he's perceived as just another charlatan who is really an establishment figure himself. That's going to be a problem for the guy. Up to now, you know, people love the fact that he's just been flaying the people who have been running things. And I've often thought that there's a certain irony in the fact that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump both had that going for them. Now, Bernie Sanders, of course, he wins in Indiana, not by huge amounts, but substantial enough so that, once again, there is a fight going on for the soul of the Democratic Party. Now, there are those who say he's not a Democrat. He's a socialist. He's never really been a Democrat. On the other hand, he has said, look, there are some substantial things wrong with this country. And the point he keeps making again and again is that everybody under 45 are voting for him, or not everybody, but that's where his votes are coming from. And that, of course, is the future, even though, like me, he's an older guy. And, you know, he may not be around to see it, but it's clear the train is coming down the track and that younger people have a different view of the way things ought to be in this country than older people do. Look, that's how we got gay rights and that's how we got a gay marriage bill, simply because younger people were saying, we don't understand this nonsense. So here's Bernie Sanders appealing to a group of Democrats and saying to them, look, this is what is right in this country. We need to regulate the banks. We need to have sensible trade policies. And that, of course, is exactly what Trump is saying also. So this is going to get interesting, especially at the Democratic convention. Now, the analysis that I've been reading, I don't know if it's so, is that Bernie Sanders can't win anymore, that his path is stopped. There are many Bernieites who have been calling me and telling me that isn't so. I have an open mind. I'll be glad to see anything that I see. You got Hillary, who has her own unpopularity ratings, which are very high. And you have Bernie Sanders, who is doing quite well in fighting for the soul of the Democratic Party. And that's what it comes down to. As far as Trump is concerned, wow, what a phenomenon.
Former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, Alan, sentenced to 12 years in prison yesterday and told by a federal judge that he must give back $5 million that he stole from the public, as well as pay another $1.75 million in fines. Man, how far they have fallen.
You're not kidding. Listen, I've interviewed Shelley Silver so many times, and I know that, you know, he was a guy who was a power, a real power. I don't know what it is that makes people think they can do this kind of stuff. But it's a certain arrogance. You get away with it for a long time, and then you think you can do it with impunity. And we see the fighting U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, going after people in the governor's office. And we saw a quote from the governor about his top aide, Joe Prococo, and saying he and his family were devastated by these charges, or these seeming charges that were being brought by the U.S. attorney. Well, yeah, you know, if you think that the path is clear and it turns out that it isn't, and I remember asking Preet Bharara very specifically, I said, have you moved the line? Have you made law where there wasn't law? And he said, no, there was always law, but it wasn't being enforced. Now it is. And of course, the devastation that this leaves on families and everybody else is huge. And while I don't like what Shelley has been convicted of doing, I have to say it's so sad